Sorry, good morning.
That was my fault. I should have instructed you which camera to look at.
I know, but I was doing the buddy hands on that one over there.
Yeah, I was like, people are like, why are you cutting the air? It's over this one.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show with my amazing producer, Betty Mather.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Who keeps me, you know, on the straight
right?
and narrow.
That's what some people have to do. It's part of their job.
Come back center, yeah, right. Loretta. Just come right back.
Square
right.
up. Square
Where'd you
up.
Go? Whoop, squirrel. Right?
I get that a lot, too.
Yeah, I do, too. Anyway, welcome to my show. This is Radio to Open the Heart, Heal the Soul, and Awaken the Consciousness. And happy summer solstice.
Woo! Yeah, we did it.
I feel like I needed to bring my drum in today and just drum for an hour.
We had a great ramp up to just this day, and then we backed off all of a sudden. Like, yeah, we're going to give you all those 80 degrees. And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, mild and 75.
I know. It's like, and a little drizzly. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's raindrops on my windshield. What's going on here?
That's just liquid refreshment.
It's liquid refreshment, giving us just a little bit of, I don't know, angel kisses,
a
I
mist.
Suppose. The mist.
The mist.
The mist. Yeah. There's that old song, Misty, when I used to do piano gigs. Yeah. Da da da.
I look for it. I will look for that.
You're going to look for it. Okay. We have open mic day today on the Loretta Brown Show and the summer solstice. And I would like it if you have some sort of a beautiful summer solstice world peace message for everybody. And notice what I said. A beautiful summer solstice world peace message.
And let there be light.
And let there be light. Yeah, because we are celebrating the light. Feel free to call in. And obviously, if you want a psychic or angel reading on the air, of course, it will be live because we are live right now. You can call in. And if you have a public summer solstice event, please call in and tell us about it so that people will know. And I have a list of things I'll share with people just to kind of get you out there if some of you want to celebrate. And we'll talk more about the summer solstice. But the number at the radio station is, get ready, because I know some of you want to call in. I can feel it. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. I know, I keep looking at the wrong camera.
I should turn that one around because it gets...
No, I'll look at this camera. But the other thing that's funny, Benny, is that, you know, there's this huge card, you know, that has the numbers on it. And for as many years as I've been saying the numbers, I still have to read it off
that's
the
fine.
Card.
That's
I'm
normal.
Like, what's the number?
One day a week.
That's right. That's right. Just one day a week. Anyway, do call in get some answers, connect with us. You'll be live on the air with us, and we'd love to have you call and get a little angel message, a beautiful little message for the day. So I'm Loretta Brown. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in Bellevue. You can find out more about me at ReikiOasis.com, Facebook.com/ReikiOasis, and of course you can join me at Facebook.com/TheLorettaBrownShow. And you can find me at thelorettabrownshow.com. The last Saturday of June, I have a Reiki Masterclass coming up. This class is for those of you who have studied Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, and you are ready for the next level of Reiki. I do get asked by a lot of people, you know, like, there are different types of Reiki. There are many different types of Reiki. They're all good. All methods work. I happen to teach traditional Japanese Yasui Reiki and Tibetan Reiku Ki Reiki, and was trained in that, goodness, 23 years ago now, 24 years ago, and have been running Reiki Oasis since 1995, I think it is. So do check it out. If you want to have more information about the Reiki classes, you can send me a little email at info@ReikiOasis.com. I'm always happy to respond to your emails. Do be patient with my reply. And sometimes people call, sometimes they text, sometimes they send emails, and I just want to remind people that I have a busy schedule, but I am there for you. And so sometimes you do have to wait a little bit for a response, especially if I'm in sessions. You know, it might take several hours for me to get to you. Saturday, July 14th, for those people that want to start their journey into Reiki, I have a Reiki 1 class, and it's for the absolute beginner. So check that out. Also, Tuesday evenings, every Tuesday from 7:30 to 9, I have a spiritual psychic development class, and we meet. We talk about all kinds of things. I help you develop your abilities. We do meditations. I do some mystery teachings. It's kind of a mix, a modge podge. Whatever it is that the angels and guides want us to do, we do. It's a small group. We usually have less than 10 people, so you get a lot of personal attention. If you're interested in that class, Tuesday evenings from 7:30 to 9. Summertime is a great time to come because the days are a little longer. It stays lighter later, like today. The longest day will stay light forever. That's right. I also have something special coming up October 25th to November 9. I will be going with a group of people to Egypt. This is a very small select group. There will be just 12 of us. And the trip is already about half full. I'm not advertising it. It is a very special trip. And if you think that you are being called to go on that trip, even though it's short notice, send me a little email at info@ReikiOasis.com. You'll find out more about that if you contact me directly. So this is the day of the summer solstice. And I think it's a great time to honor it. A lot of people look at it as a sacred day. And if you really wanted to just honor two holidays a year that are really, well, you know, you could look at them as pagan, or you could look at them as just days to celebrate the difference between the light and the dark, or just a day to put on your calendar, because why not? You can have festivities any day that you want. You really can. Somebody sent me a calendar not too long ago, and it was like, somebody's job was to go through and assign us something to celebrate for every day of the year, something like that, like whatever it is, right? Like today is
a day on this day.
Yeah.
Like the calendar behind me.
Yes.
There's a day for everything.
You do have. Look at that. Betty's on top of it. What is today?
On this one, it says Go Skateboarding Day.
It's Go Skateboarding Day. Okay. Well, maybe.
Depends on your area. They do have covered park areas too. Covered parks.
They do.
So you can go skateboarding undercover. So
yeah.
You're fine.
I like it.
So get out and get your skateboard. Dust off the old skateboard.
I was just going to say, maybe skate it, dust it off. Yeah. Do people do that as much as they used to?
Oh, there's a huge skate park down in Renton where I live.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
I'm a little bit out of touch with that.
You need to go by and check it out.
Yeah, I know.
There's tons. Bellevue has a couple. Mm-hmm.
I like it when people get outside and when they're active and they get their bodies moving. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a lot healthier. So.
I've noticed more of there's skate parks growing in sizes too, just because a lot of the skater or community of skaters, they're using a lot of public areas, and they would rather you not, because it kind of destroys the landscaping and so forth.
Yeah.
So then they've decided to get with the cities and build parks.
Right.
And so it's, housed just specifically for them to do their tricks and have fun.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love parks, by the way. I love parks and public areas for people to come, because we need that, in our the way that we live these days. Get outside, get some fresh air, breathe in all of that stuff that nature and everything exhales for us, and then exhale your toxic energy out there. Don't be afraid. The plants love it. They think it's creme brulee, and then they just grow better, That's my joke. So the summer solstice brings the longest day of the year in the northern hemisphere, which is where we happen to be right here in Seattle, and the shortest night for us. Now, if you're in the southern hemisphere, of course, it's going to be the other way. It'll be the shortest day and the longest night. So it's also a key cultural event in many ancient and contemporary societies. So if you're pagan, you may be planning a wonderful celebration, and even if you're not pagan, it's a pretty awesome day, and there's lots of fun things that you can get involved in. If you look at places like Stonehenge, which is built to maximize the effects of the summer solstice and the winter, let's just say that plenty of people will be at Stonehenge and other sacred sites having some really wonderful experiences. And on my Facebook page this morning, I posted a celebration that was taking place at the Glastonbury Tor. in England, and it's really kind of fun. One of my friends sent it to me, and so I posted it, and you can go listen to it if you want to. It's got a lot of drumming and singing and the sun rising and people just having a good time. And you can spend some time with that. The energy of these things, by the way, when people record something, the energy of what's going on with something is actually in that recording. Almost like, it's sort of like when you look at pictures and you're looking at that picture and it takes you right back to that moment in time. And it is a way to sort of, you know, put a pin on the map of your life and go back to that. Moments are energetically eternal, you know, they really are. And even though it's always in a constant state of flux, like, you know, we sometimes wish that things would stay the same a little longer. We're like, wow, this was really good. And oh dear, now this is happening. Can't we go back to that really wonderful thing? You can use that. You know, it's a tool that I use all the time, like to help clean and clear or to calm myself, is to just have a special moment. Like, I love the beach, right? And so it can be as simple as closing your eyes, imagining you're standing on the beach, and you can feel the hot sand on your feet, and the wind is blowing. I'm getting a suntan. Ah, and then you just go, oh, that's so good. And you see, I'm just letting you know, in case you wondered, I'm not actually standing on the beach right now physically, but energetically, emotionally, and in my memory, I can pull that up. And studies have shown that your body will respond just as though you're actually there. And so you'll calm and quiet yourself. And it's a really, really great technique to use anytime, anywhere for kind of a little mini meditation, a little bit of help or assistance that you give yourself. So the summer solstice occurred today at 3:07 a.m. this morning, Pacific time. So we're already in it. I mean, the solstice, I should say the sun, it's kind of like what is it? Like, what is the solstice? It's actually like the northern hemisphere of the earth is tilted toward the sun. So for those people that do those sort of computations, they always figure out exactly when that's going to hit. Like, okay, that's the peak right there. That's going to hit. So the further north you are on the planet, you know, the longer the days are going to be. And the further south you are on the planet at the summer solstice, the shorter the days will be because of that tilt in the axis of the Earth. So astronomers count the summer solstice as the first day of summer. But though the days are the longest around the summer solstice, the hottest part of the year is still to come. So it takes about a month for the climate of the northern hemisphere to warm up if they're getting that abundant sunlight. And this is a phenomenon known as seasonal lag. So in case you ever wondered what that is, and it's lag, L-A-G, not L-E-G. It's not, yeah, okay. Solstice means sun standing still in Latin. And it's a reference to the fact that the sun appears to linger at its highest point in the sky for the year at midday on the summer solstice. This phenomenon has been observed since ancient times and may be one of the earliest astronomical observations in human prehistory. Knowing the yearly cycle of the seasons was vital to the survival of ancient people, and both the summer and the winter solstices were key dates in the calendar. So people in antiquity were very aware of this kind of thing, and it's very closely linked to the seasons. And seasons are directly linked to human behavior and activities and resources. Now, we are affected, in my opinion, we are affected by the seasons, where the tilt of the earth, the gravitational pull, and our moods do go up and down, as you all know, according to weather, barometric pressure, sleep, food, and your general emotional and mental states. So, several ancient monuments around the world are believed to have been designed to align with the rising or setting sun at the summer solstice. These include the Bighorn Medicine Wheel near Lovell, Wyoming, and of course, I already mentioned Stonehenge, the at least 5,000-year-old stone circle in Wiltshire, England. Now, in Europe and other parts of the world, midsummer festivals keep alive the memory of ancient summer solstice rituals. And other modern observances include talks by astronomers about the summer solstice, such as the sunset presentation at the Griffith Observatory. And thousands of people are expected to attend a ceremony for the summer solstice sunset at Stonehenge. You know, that was a lot of S's. Summer solstice sunset sunrise Stonehenge. Just saying. Which in recent years has taken on the feel of an outdoor music festival, because that's what we do. We do it best. Thousands of people, and I'm actually going to tell you that last year, over 10,000 people attended Stonehenge, and I didn't check, but yesterday when I was writing this up, they were expecting at least 25,000 people at Stonehenge. So you can think about crowd control and kind of the energy that's being generated in a location with that many people. You know, years ago, I went to India and I was walking along near a Gayatri temple, and this holy man came out and I talked with him, and he gave me a book on the Gayatri mantra. And he told me, he said, "Loretta, if you could ever get 10,000 people in one place chanting this at the same time, it would have the power of an atomic bomb." Well, I don't know if that's exactly true, but I do know, and I think all of you know too, the power of the crowd and the group activity, you know, the energy generated from that can really send out a beautiful energy. And of course, a terrible energy, but I'm on the side of the light, so I want us to do things in a beautiful way. Let's see here. So at Stonehenge, the sun rose behind what's called the Heel Stone, which is the entrance to the stone circle, and rays of sunlight were channeled into the center of the monument. You can look pictures of this up online. And so people had a good time there. I don't know if the celebrations are still going on. I'm not sure what the time change is. And even though people of all religions enjoy the summer solstice, a lot of druids, pagans, and people like that will definitely attend these events. So as the sun reaches its apex at the solstice, which is today, it enters into the domain of Cancer, a fertile oasis where weary travelers are welcome to rest and renew themselves, just like when you come to the Reiki oasis. So imagine the softness of silk upon the wind. Quiet blue ripples, warm rose petals. In Cancer season, anything that has been parched and cracked by the wind will be soothed and softened. And in these warm waters of Cancer, you will be deeply renewed in comfort and joy. With a great sigh of relief, let yourself fall in love with the warm and tender heart of summer. Breathe it in, exhale a little bit. The energies have been rough. Hopefully there's a little bit, well, there's things ahead, but hopefully you can just rest in Cancer season for a minute. Expect to be stirred by deep romantic longings, for it is in Cancer season that you can imagine the sun falling in love with the moon. It is the moon that rules Cancer, for it is through her magic that the sun begins to yield to the night. One can only imagine the moon singing the sweetest love songs to the sun, drawing him into her world one heroic image at a time. And in her songs, she must exalt his strength, glorify his light, and magnetize him to come nearer. In many ancient mythologies, the annual arc of the sun in the sky was envisioned as a fiery charioteer. There was some driving force, some great strength, bringing the light higher and higher in the sky. The memory of this charioteer can be seen in the tarot card, the Chariot, which is associated with the sign of Cancer. So we had an interesting week astrologically, as well as the summer solstice. On Monday, Neptune turned retrograde in Pisces, and this is my comment, is try to feel the truth about who you are and what you know more deeply now. because Pisces is that very, very deep sign. Sometimes when Neptune shifts its tide, the wandering and meandering journey to nowhere suddenly ends up in now, here. On Tuesday, Venus conjoined the North Node in Leo. And this was set up to make you feel more attractive to the brightest future and the most golden opportunities you can imagine. Venus in Leo tends to be a little bit like, we think of the lion heart like this huge heart. And here's Venus in this huge heart and wants to express itself, wants to shine. And maybe it's a little bit dramatic, you know, because Leo can do that. But we like that sometimes. So it's a place where Venus can light your life on fire. Where do you need more light? Where do you need more passion? Where do you need more fire? Where is that inspiration that will get us up and moving? And so you can tap into that beautiful Venus in the North Node in Leo. Yesterday, we had a grand water trine, and it was the most powerful right in the middle of the week. And we're still feeling the effects of that. And Mercury was in Cancer. It was triune Jupiter retrograde in Scorpio and Neptune retrograde in Pisces. Your words will become wise and healing. Yay! Your words will become wise and healing. Consider what the power of the word really is, what the logos represents, and use this light for your own benefit. Dream of your own fate and let it ripple on into eternity. You know, your throat, your words are creative powers. They're God-given creative powers. What comes out of your mouth, you're actually the one saying it. Nobody's really forcing you to say it. Well, most of the time, right? And so be conscious of what comes out of your mouth. So often people just are talking without really thinking. And every time a word comes out of your mouth, it actually is going out into the substance that is in the air all around you, just waiting for you to have a thought, to emit a powerful word so it can begin to create itself into something. And it's good to remember that kind of stuff. Today, of course, is the summer solstice. And the sun finally passing through one of its two gates, giving rise for a great celebration. The zodiac itself represents the mythical arc of the sun and the two most important points along the sun's journey around the ecliptic, are the solstices, marking the ascent of the sun in winter and the descent of the sun in summer. For the northern hemisphere, this is the day of the sun's descent, the day the sun begins to fall for the moon. In other words, because it's the longest day tomorrow, the days start to get shorter. So I hope you understand that. I want to remind everybody that I do have the lines open this morning. You can call in. It's open mic day. If you'd like a psychic message or a message from your angels and guides, if you have something on your heart today you want to just kind of get some help with, feel free to call in 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And don't be afraid to call in. People that call in always get help, and that's really what we're here for. Friday, which is tomorrow, June 22nd, the moon moves into Scorpio. A deep hunger and thirst emerges, an instinct that gleams deep with the eyes. The poetry of the sun's slow descent into darkness can be felt with great depth at this time. And on Sunday, June 23rd, Mercury in Cancer opposes Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. A dark truth already hinted at on Monday will be laid out for you to inspect. This is Sunday. This opposition between the mind called Mercury and death called Pluto will most likely create a challenge that asks you to confront the deeper motivations of yourselves and others. The keen instincts of a great detective can be born under an influence like this, but so can the maniacal mind of a witch hunter. So be careful. It's the mind opposing death. So prevent any reactionary judgments about others, first look for the face of your own shadow in those opposite you, which we sometimes call the enemies. Remember that we can get very, very caught up in projections, and we can send things out there that are really not as accurate as we might hope them to be. And then Sunday, June 24th, the moon breaks through the darkness of Scorpio, quenching your thirst for meaning and truth. The burning thirst of unquenchable desire finds cool relief and a return to contentment. So we have a lot going on this week, which is going to lead us from one journey to another as we go through this balance between light and dark. I always look at the things like the light and the dark. The light shines the truth on things. And then sometimes the moon also in its wisdom, brings things out in people that they kind of hide during the light of day. So kind of watch what it is that's going on with you. We are going to take a break, giving out the number for the radio station again. And please do call in. The number is 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. I look forward to your calls. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Energy is powerful. It's all around us, mysterious, full of potential. Directing positive, healing energy to raise your vibrational rate through Reiki can change your life. Reiki Master Loretta Brown has relieved stress, sadness, anger, and even helped clients lose weight, stop smoking, and end sleep disorders. Worldwide, people have sought out Reiki Oasis. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
This is my new best friend, Esther. She might look like any normal, playful puppy, but Esther's being raised to become a canine companion for independence assistance dog for a person with a disability. To get there, she needs lots of loving care and attention, plenty of exercise, and good eating habits so that she can live a long and healthy life for her future family. And she needs to spend tons of time socializing, learning basic commands like sit and stay, and taken to fun places with lots of distractions so that she can learn to cope in every situation. All of this will prepare Esther for more professional training to become a real assistance dog and a life helping a person with a disability to live more independently. Are you ready to open your heart and home for 18 months to a puppy like Esther? To find out more about becoming a canine companion for Independence Puppy Raiser or about other volunteer opportunities, visit cci.org or call 1-800-572-BARK. Raise a puppy, change a life. You can make a world of difference in the life of a person with a disability.
Alternative Talk 1150 is like no other radio station. Here we provide a platform for the exchange of great ideas and positive energy. Our radio shows vary greatly, but do share a common goal of bettering listeners' lives. Perhaps you're ready to join our family of radio show hosts. Learn how affordable and rewarding it can be to host your own radio show. Call me, Eric Cream, at 425-653-1150. That's 425-653-1150, and let's discuss your radio dream.
Let Angels and Reiki and the search for mystical knowledge become a regular part of your routine Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Loretta Brown, owner of Reiki Oasis, Reiki Master Teacher, and
our military service members volunteer to protect
all wrapped
us
into one
in the most
as
dangerous.
She uses her voice to share knowledge of great mysteries, energetic laws, and messages of love from the divine. Join her and her show every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. to open your heart and heal your soul. Visit ReikiOasis.com for more information about her show.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back.
More like a Halloween thing rather than a summer thing, but it still works.
It worked for me. That's great. Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. And I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area. Find out more at ReikiOasis.com. We're taking calls today. The lines are open. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. It's a great opportunity for you to call in and get a little psychic or angel message. And it's always good if you have an actual question, but do feel free to call in. We're talking about the summer solstice, and we're just talking about good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll start the everything off right, I guess. Let's just go with Dorian, calling in from Snohomish. Hi, Dorian.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. Little drippy, but fantastic. What can I do for you? And thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Wondered if there's any messages from my angels on, am I going in the right path? Just not sure about some things right now.
Yeah, I get that. You have the Archangel Michael around you, and he's in his warrior state. I mean, he is a warrior angel, right? You know, he's the great Archangel, right? But and he also protects us. I sometimes tell people, listen, if you're ever afraid, just call on the Archangel Michael. And he's a great guiding angel as well as a protective angel. So his comment is, don't be afraid. You know, sometimes we just need a little bit of courage, just kind of exhale. And we can get really caught up in overthinking things. Should I go this way? Should I go that way? The very best thing to do is just kind of exhale. Drain your energy, your errant energies down your grounding cord, and then ask for more guidance. Step forward in the direction that you really want to go. He says that you're just fine. You're just, you're a little bit buffeted around by the energies around you of other people. So I don't know if people are saying do this, do that, or if it's just the errant energies in the air, but he thinks that you're going to be just fine.
Everything will be fine. Okay.
Everything will be fine. And he's kind of enforcing it from that point of view of don't worry so much. Don't overthink it, right? In anything in life, we do, I always say we only do 2%. And the 2% is where sometimes we have to show up and just say, I'm going to have a little bit of faith and trust here, and I'm going to stop, you know, going into such a worry mode. And even though I don't know what the outcome is going to be, I'm just going to exhale and I'm going to keep believing in that, or, like I said, faith. You know, because he's talking about trust and faith. And, of course, those are not the easiest things, honey. I wish they were.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I have one more question. Is it my mom or my grandmother that I'm sensing around?
It's your grandmother.
Okay.
It's your grandmother. Yeah. Your mom is there too, but your grandmother's presence is much more powerful and for some reason a little bit more loving or something. So, yeah.
Okay.
She's there. Do you like flowers?
I love flowers.
Surround yourself with lots of flowers. Really enjoy them.
Okay. Whatever
colors. It's open season on flowers for you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for calling in. Be blessed. Thank you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So we are, I'll just give the number out once again, just in case your heart is beating, your palms are sweaty. You are the one to call in. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 at the Loretta Brown Show. You know, I have done readings for people for years and was one of those people that was born with what I call intuitive gifts, as I know many of you are. In fact, I actually believe everybody is psychic. We're wired for it. It's part of our hardwire system. We're in a time on the planet where everybody is waking up and many people are having experiences that they can't explain. Like, they'll wake up and it'll be like, you know, 4:44 in the morning, or they'll have some kind of strange synchronicity. They'll be thinking about, oh, gee, I wish I could find that pair of shoes, and then there's that pair of shoes. And it can be these very small little things that we have a tendency to overlook. This is how our guides and angels talk to us. This is how our intuition works. You are hardwired to receive informations from the higher realm, from your higher self, from your guides, from your angels, from God, whatever it is you want to call it. everybody has this ability. I did a great workshop a couple of weeks ago about intuition and angels and upgrading your life, and it was really a great workshop, and of course we're going to offer it again. But do pay attention to these rather, I don't know, they kind of stick out. Even if you find a penny by the car or a feather or a bird flies over, you might say, well, that's kind of weird. But if it makes you think of something, it's a message. So let's take some more callers, Benny.
Let's do that. And let's take Mari calling in from Renton. Hello, Mari.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Loretta. I love your show and I love your voice.
Oh.
It's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, you made my
mind. It's really lovely. Oh. It's so comforting.
Oh, thank you. That's the loveliest thing to say. Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm being rocked like a baby when I hear your voice.
Oh, well, we'll rock you some more. That just really, really sweet. Thank you.
Hey, I'm working with a long lifetime of a lot of resistance to myself and to life. And I'm wondering if there's some... message for me in regard to that, about moving through that with, you know, more ease and less struggle.
Yes. And by the way, you have these lovely pink and white angels with you. I mean, they're very loving and very sweet. And they're just like throwing white and pink flowers all over you. It's just so beautiful. It reminds me of these old, like English garden type, you know, with like if you and I were in the garden having tea with little those English bone china teacups.
Yeah.
Like that. And
That makes me cry. That's
I
so
know.
Beautiful.
And that's sweet. And you also have lots of fairies, beautiful little loving fairies, just this gentle, gentle energy. So your guides and angels just have this little message, and it's a big message, but it's a little message. Your light is so sweet, honey. Just let it shine. And you know, when we have a sweetness like that, this is a brutal, hard world. You know, for you, it feels like Jurassic Park, right? And
yeah,
just
often.
Yeah, it's rough. And you know, those dinosaurs are out there. So just kind of exhale a little bit. Put your little roots down. Let them throw flowers all over you. Be in a gentle space. Find a place where you can renew yourself, and then allow yourself to be the beautiful light that you came to be, and know you are safe. Safe, safe, safe. Okay? And there
Thank
also, you know, we need your beauty. We actually need your gentleness and your softness. Man, everybody needs it. I'm just here to tell you. We take a look at anything from our personal lives to the, you know, to the political, I hate to say that word, to the global. And we need your gentleness and your love. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, gosh, that's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So they're just saying you're just resisting your own light, and you're also resisting because you're afraid to be seen. And somewhere along the past history of you, it was not safe to be seen, and many, many people suffer from that. And now is the time for us to shine. Be the star you are. And they're also saying you're a being of light and a being of love. That's who and what you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Loretta. Thank you, everyone.
Big rocky hug to you.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm thinking of that song, In the Arms of an Angel.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's try another caller. And if you'd like to join us, it's 888-298-5569. And Leanne calling in from Auburn area. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Loretta.
You're a little staticky, honey. Can you hear us?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm actually calling because, as you know, I lost my mom on June 3rd.
Yeah.
And it was kind of shocking. And I'm feeling a little disconnected.
Oh.
So I'm curious if, you know, there are any messages from my guides to kind of help me get through this.
Yeah. Yeah, the first thing is that they're holding you so closely, honey. they want, you know, the message is you did everything you could. You did everything you could. And, you know, after that, we have to go through our process, which is to drain it out, because this is a tough time. You know, when we're doing all we can, and yet the soul is choosing what it's choosing, it can be very, very hard for us to understand. So always on the other side is a beautiful place. On the other side is love, angels, goodness, heaven, you know, healing, all of that kind of thing. And the hard part, of course, is the separation between the physical realm and the beautiful spiritual realm. And we're the ones that have a harder time with it than the ones on the other side, as you know. So receive love, receive help, and kind of lean back a little bit. And they're saying, don't beat yourself up. Try to let go as best you can, because this is a journey for you, honey. And allow yourself to grieve. And if you need help, reach out to people. And let people support you, because you have done so much supporting, and you need to let people support you. So I'm going to send you lots and lots of love, lots and lots of angels, and lots of compassion from my heart, and just hold you a little bit. It's a process. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just, lots of people around me are seeing lots of signs and sort of, I'm just not seeing them, and I would have thought that would have happened by now, so I'm not sure if it's me or...
Well, let me respond to that. Number one, your mother obviously is here, right? Like, she is on the other realm. But I also want to point out to you and everybody that when we're grieving, it actually lays in the crown chakra. And it's not our fault. It's just that sometimes it can shut down our communication abilities just a little bit. And then there's also some kind of a protection around you right now. I can see it. It's like a bubble or something. And it's softening the effect a little bit. And so I'm just going to ask the angels if they can help your mom get through and bring you something. And I'm also getting this message that it's very possible that the messages from her are very subtle. You know, very, it can be as simple as you see a butterfly, you see, or you suddenly are thinking about her. It can be this subtle. So kind of realize that she is kind of poking through there a little bit, but there's you're in a process. Okay? Yeah. Okay? You good?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
All right. Honey, thanks so much for calling in. And I'm going to give the number out one more time. We still have time for callers if you want to call in for an angel message or a little bit of a psychic reading. The number here is 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And this is the Loretta Brown Show. I'm Loretta Brown. You know, people ask me a lot about death and what happens to the soul when it goes to the other side. And a while back, I interviewed a man named Joe Gallenberger, and you can go find that show in the archives. You can find it at thelorettabrownshow.com. If you go to that page and click on guests and find Joe Gallenberger, you can find that interview where his brother committed suicide over 25 years ago, and he went to a medium to communicate with his brother to find out what happened. And it's a great, great interview. The book is great. And it helps us understand that on the other side is help. We are so immersed in the reality of our day-to-day life, and we hear these things like, okay, this is the dream, and the dreamer is dreaming us, right? We hear things like, this is, you know, because this is temporal, this life in this body, but we have an eternal soul. And it's hard sometimes for us to get our minds around that. And it's also good to understand that, but then it's also good to understand that we do have to live our day-to-day life here on this planet. We have many, many opportunities to show up, and we have free will choice to show up in a beautiful way, but we also have to go through pain and suffering, and none of us are really exempt from it. And that's where we can, you know, we can really end up having to struggle just a little bit with that whole thing. When you're feeling extra sensitive, by the way, there are things that you can do that will help you, and they will help you promote your self-love. One of the things I love is roses, flowers, rose petals, or rose essential oil, or any of those kinds of things. I diffuse oils a lot. I use crystals a lot. And, of course, I call in the angels. I sing. I dance. I move my body to get the mind-body thing going. But anything you can do to lift your spirits, to strengthen your aura, and to promote self-love and healing, you are really more powerful than you think you are. Lavender essential oil can help promote relaxation. It can calm you, and it can restore the energy of the auric field. You can put these essential oils right on you. You can diffuse them in the air. You can put them on a cotton ball and just let it diffuse naturally into the air. And, you know, use things that are all natural. Basil essential oil helps to cleanse negative energy, and it releases the pains of the past. Sage essential oil helps to cleanse and protect your aura from negative energy or psychic attacks. That's sage herb or sage essential oil. Himalayan sea salts helps to detoxify and restore the aura. Citrus essential oils help to energize, recharge the oil, and they're always uplifting for your mood. So if you're having a bad day, you suffer from depression, whatever it is, use some citrus essential oils, or just cut a lemon or an orange and smell it. Sandalwood essential oil can repair damage due to psychic attacks, and it can strengthen the intuition and the vibration of your aura. It's all about frequency and vibration, my listeners. Everything is resonant. When you're having a hard time, try to lift the resonance. And olive oil can help expand the aura and increase your attraction potential. So set your intention and your intuition to guide you to selecting the proper oils. Let's take another caller, Benny.
Yep, Regina from Linwood. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Regina.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in. What can I help
you with? I just want to know, because I enjoy your show very much. Just want to know if there's any message for my angels or guides today, or if there's any spirits that passed away that are around me. Just basically any message from...
Yes. The very first message is that your guides and angels would like you to figure out how to feel joyful and to bring joy back in. You have, your energy is low and things feel draining.
You are right on the dot.
Yeah. And things are draining out of you almost as though you're caught in sadness or grief or what's the point? That kind of a thing. So you have a beautiful, man, you have a family, I'm going to say, from the other side. You have a lot of women around you, ancestors, and the Divine Mother, and lots and lots of beautiful things like that. I would recommend that you spend some time in prayer and lifting yourself up. Once again, flowers appear to be a big message today. And look up. Lighten up your heart. You are alive, honey, and you need to live your beautiful life.
Yes, I was doing pretty good there for a while, but things has been kind of drained out of me lately, so I do need to get my spirits back up there.
Yeah, make sure you're drinking enough water. But your guides are like, listen, life is good, you're alive, and the dead have passed and we miss them, but smile and smile. Like when you go out to the store, smile at other people. It will help you.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
So much love to you. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Yeah, we'll travel now over to Issaquah. We have Myra joining us. Myra, welcome to the show.
Hi, Loretta. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Myra. Thanks for calling in. What can I do for you? Is she there? Did we lose
Myra? All right. Well, let's put Myra back on hold. We'll travel back to Issaquah. We're at Margo now from Issaquah. Let's try Margo. I'll double check with Myra.
We'll try to get Myra back. Okay. Hi, Margo.
Hi, Loretta. I've listened to you for a long time. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, so glad you called
in. And I really honor and respect what you stand for. Yeah, I think you're amazing.
Thank you so much.
I have a prayer life, and I believe in angels and all this, but I do have a deep-seated grieving within me that much of it I don't know what it is about.
Yeah.
Well, much of it I know, I think, but I think it's ancient, mm-hmm. ancient history. But also I have one issue that really bothers me is that my son, I haven't spoken with my son in 2.5 years.
Oh.
And he won't speak to me, and I really don't know exactly why, and I just want to know if he's okay, and well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm so sorry. These things are very, very difficult because you have the heart of a mother,
yeah.
And let me just, number one, your son is okay. The angels are very clear. He's okay, but he's angry, and he carries a lot of anger. And that anger could also be very ancient. You know, sometimes people get upset about something. We don't really even know what it is. And sometimes they take it out on us because we're the ones that are closest to them. And they don't know how to deal with it. So that's just a real brief message there. Your angels say that you actually brought into this life some really old, old grief. It is from past lives. It's from ancient times. And many people are having this where this deep, deep sadness, this access into a pool or an ocean of grief, as you are feeling those emotions, which are very, it's difficult for you, you're also helping a lot of other people because you're helping to process that grief out into the world. Now, that doesn't necessarily make you feel better other than it kind of explains a little bit. And then your angels are saying, don't give up hope. Like go into that beautiful light of hope and pray every day, you know, in a fashion sort of like this, like thank you, God, you know, thank you for bringing my son back into me and healing our relationship. And then even though it might take a while and maybe it will happen overnight, you just keep praying as though it's happened with gratitude in your heart for it. And I don't want you to be over-attached in an unhealthy way to the outcome of that, but realize that that can help.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank
We're going to send angels out to you. Love you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Margo. And let's bring Myra back real fast for a quick reading, if that's okay. Myra, yep. Did I have you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Thanks for hanging in.
Hi, Myra.
Thank you.
So sorry. Hi. Yeah. What can I do for you?
Just want to know if there's a message that angels have for me.
Yeah, they're telling you to be strong. For some reason, they're gathered around you in sort of a supportive way and wanting you to stand up a little bit straighter or something. They want you to be strong. They want you to breathe, and they want you to take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They love you. They're there for you. Don't forget that.
I thought I was taking care of myself pretty well lately, but I guess I need to improve that.
Well, you know, don't take it as criticism. They're just validating.
All right.
All right. They're there for you. All righty. Thanks so much to the callers that called in today, and happy, happy summer solstice, and I hope you have fun. There's a lot of great events out there. Go find them online. Go have fun. Be kind to each other. Send out good, good thoughts, and we'll talk to you next week.